You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Look around the corner. You may see one standing in the sidewalk outside the grocery store or the movie theater. Maybe there's one at a wedding you were at recently. It's a common practice for police officers to earn a few bucks on the side by working various off-duty gigs. But in recent years, high-profile officer-involved shootings caught on camera have changed our conversations about the relationship between men and women in uniform and the people they're sworn to protect. There's greater public demand for transparency. But for some officers moonlighting, there appears to be one piece of equipment getting left behind. John Sewer has been covering this in his capacity as reporter for the Associated Press. John, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, David.
So police working off duty, they have the uniform, gun, badge, but a piece of equipment that sometimes doesn't get brought to these moonlighting gigs?
That's right. And with the body cameras, it's becoming a standard piece of equipment for so many departments when officers are working their regular patrol duties. But when it comes to when they're working in a uniform, moonlighting at a festival or perhaps a ballpark, the departments aren't requiring those officers to include the body camera as a part of their equipment.
That's interesting. Now, I would imagine that what we're really talking about here is a number of police departments each have examined this issue, certainly in recent years, coming up with, are they uniform policies which say that officers can leave their cameras at home if they're not formally on duty?
They can leave them at home, and some departments make it optional. Now, there are a few that are requiring it that have gone to that length. And what we looked at was the 20 biggest U.S. cities and found that only about six actually required the cameras for moonlighting officers.
Any of those in Texas?
There are. Houston and Fort Worth are among those that do require the cameras for moonlighting officers. Dallas doesn't have that requirement, but they do make it optional.
Well, play this one out for me. Why would an officer want to wear the body camera just as an extra measure of safety if there's any question about what might happen while he or she is off duty?
You know, that's right. And I heard from a number of departments who said their officers do want to wear it when they're moonlighting. A big reason is that they say they're more vulnerable to false allegations if they don't have the footage to back them up.
John, how much is funding an issue when it comes to the use of these cameras?
You know, that's definitely a concern because departments are trying to figure out how to pay for the cameras for their patrol shifts and their on-duty shifts, and then there's an added expense for the off-duty officers. There's also an added expense for storing all that footage, which actually can cost into the millions alone just to keep that footage.
Is there still resistance among the rank and file that you've noticed to putting on a camera before going to an off-duty event?
You know, I think there's resistance from some departments, you know, to the cameras overall. Not all departments have the cameras still, and there's been some union pushback in some cities to equipping the moonlighting officers with them. That's happened in Cleveland. It happened in Denver, but now Denver is moving that way and is likely to adopt them.
You mentioned there Dallas does not require its officers, its off-duty officers, to wear cameras. Why the exception here in Texas?
Well, Dallas police said they do expect to make that requirement in the future. They say that right now what they're looking at is making sure there are upgrades in technology and the infrastructure needed to download and store the video, and they think once that happens, it will make it easier to add these for the moonlighting officers.
There's so much more we can explore here. We're going to have a link to John Sewer's article. He's a reporter with the Associated Press. You can find it at texasstandard.org. John, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Sure thing. Thank you, David.
And you're listening to The Texas Standard.